This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
A doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Or is he? That is the question. Or not. This hour. Maybe it's because we did a story on Bodie McBoatface, and he's like, that's just not dignified. No, that's not Dr. Batar. He doesn't mind. He likes to get silly with us, too. So we'll await his arrival in the interim. This hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, we'll talk about heavy metals, the relationship to a lot of not-so-nice things. Maybe we'll do some follow-up. If you want to comment on Dr. Scott Gottlieb and the potential for him heading up the FDA, the Fear and Death Administration, as its newest vaccine stooge, based on the audio we played last hour from an interview 2 years ago. Again, we give people the space to change, and we don't know. It hasn't been, you know, recently that I've talked to or ever talked to Dr. Scott Gottlieb, but for him to be announced as the leading candidate proponent, you know, to be put up as the head of the FDA by Trump, says to me, Trump, you've fallen down on your, let's say, I don't know if it's the promise, perhaps, to really tackle the issue of vaccine safety and the corruption at the CDC. Because this guy is definitely not on the same page as you, Dr. Batar. Give Dr. Batar another reach out, because he's always talking to somebody on the line. He's probably just rambling on and forgetting that it's time for a show. We'll have to berate him once he gets on the air. We'll call him Dr. Batari Bictarface, and he won't know why. Oh, you know what? You know what? The thing is, you're right. It's daylight savings here, and it might not be wherever he is today. So it's possible that could have been the reason. Yeah.
Do they have...
I don't know. I don't know. No one knows where he is, because he travels all over the world. So, yeah, Ben, get him on the line. I'm sure he'll be ready. And we'll got it. Okay. Dr. Bictari Bictarface is with us now on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You can call me any name that you want, and you're totally justified in calling me any name, because daylight savings again.
It was daylight savings. Okay. Right. I knew we should have told you in advance, but I forgot to. I asked people when I opened the show today, is everybody awake? And apparently I forgot to ask if Dr. Batar was ready.
I was definitely awake. I just was at the wrong time that I was awake.
Yes. No worries, my friend. No worries. We were just confronting the awkward moment when Trump, who we've supported in a lot of ways for a lot of reasons, is now put up a guy, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, to head the FDA if he gets confirmed. Who is basically bought hook, line, and sinker the lines by the CDC that the link between vaccine and autism have been debunked, and maybe we should strengthen mandates, and, you know, we got to stay above the magic number for herd immunity. I mean, this guy, he's either an out-and-out dummy or just a paid-for-hire kind of doctor, and I'm not sure which at this point.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because when I was reading about who he put in place, he doesn't have a lot of clinical experience in medicine. It seems like it was maybe 5 years or 6 years in medicine. I don't know what I know he's been in the government for about since 2004, I believe, and he graduated from medicine.
Yeah, so he was in his 30s, so he really was still wet behind the ears in terms of clinical knowledge.
Exactly. But what's interesting is that we know that with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s appointment to this commission to investigate the vaccines, these are contradictory actions. But perhaps they're just contradictory to us because we don't know what's going on. Maybe he put a young guy that's put behind the ears so they can change the mindset. I don't know. Maybe he just doesn't realize it. But regardless,
sure.
I know that Trump himself, personally, I know, and you know because of
yes.
Ann and Alden's connection, he is very aware.
No, there's no question of that. That's the thing that, you know, we want to give him the benefit of the doubt at the same time. You know, we got a lot of questions because the interview this guy Gottlieb did 2 years ago showed he was an absolute paid-for-hire vaccine stooge, or he's just completely ignorant of the real science here. And we don't know which at this point, but I'm not. You know, it's like we don't put all of our hopes and prayers in a federal bureaucracy, even with Trump as president, as I've said. And the concept of nullification, the Tenth Amendment, is going to be more and more important, not less so, no matter who gets in there, because we don't believe in political saviors. Yes, there are people that get in there that will try to make changes. That's great. But at the same time, we're going to point out some issues, some concerns we have, and that's the point of bringing this thing up right now.
Well, and I totally agree with you because there is concern. When I read his little the article that did about his background and his little spiel that he had given, you know, it seemed interesting. And then at the bottom, it said 7 things to know about this guy. And what was interesting is the third or fourth one on the list was he loves vaccines. And I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's move on from that to a very interesting article here, and I think Super Don sent it to you as well. And it relates to the issue of antibiotic resistance, which we know is a problem, the overuse and abuse of antibiotics. But apparently, it goes much deeper than that, and it broadens it, and it brings to mind things that you know. We talk about persistent organic pollutants and heavy metals. There's actually an article here on the PharmaceuticalJournal.com site about how chemicals and heavy metals also contribute to antimicrobial resistance. I was a bit surprised to see this article.
Yeah, this is, again, this could be a moment of doubt because we've been talking about the immunosuppressive actions and this is, in fact, the 7 toxicities. The first and second toxicities, heavy metals and persistent organic pollutants, that's one reason the opportunistics. The third one, the bacteria, viruses, parasites, mycoplasma, yeast, et cetera, the reason that's third on the list is because the first one and the second one, metals and the persistent organic pollutants, create an immunosuppression that allows these opportunistics to set up house. So this actually may not be a moment of doubt from mainstream medicine, but from our perspective, it certainly is.
Yeah, and again, this broadens the understanding that the microbe is really not the cause of disease, but the result of disease.
Exactly.
Of course, the antibiotic, even if it's well-intended, is a form of chemical toxicity in the body. That is how it works. So that unless you understand how to rebuild the system after a round of those things, you could set yourself up for more opportunistic infections that you're going to say, oh, man, I need another round of those things. In the meantime, the other things that they don't consider in much of modern allopathic medicine, these confounding persistent organic pollutants, heavy metals, etc., now they're acknowledging, oh, wait a second, that might have something to do with it, too.
So, you know, if you think about it, I opened my practice in 1996 based on this philosophy. The Ninth Steps to Keep the Doctor Away came out in 2010. It's not 2017 now, and they're finally coming to this. So they're 21 years behind what we were talking about in 1996. And the good news is that at least they're catching up. Now, how many people are actually gonna adhere to this or look at it? And what one of the saddest, at least for myself personally, one of the saddest commentaries in medicine is that everybody talks about literature and studies and crossover trials and, you know, all these other things, and yet the evidence-based medicine model, et cetera, and yet very few doctors in clinical practice ever read these things. But this is an example of something that I believe all doctors should read because it's a fundamental, it's like the alphabet. You can't talk about literature or grammar or punctuation if you don't know the alphabet. This is basic alphabets of how to take care of people right here.
Yeah, and you know, another thing I want to go back to because, you know, some of this, as you said, comes to the peer-reviewed literature. They point it out, then they ignore it, and then one day they're shocked to find it, right? And this is the whole thing about me spending the last 10-plus years reading the medical literature specific to silver, seeing it clinically, and I say, I want to understand this. What do we know about it, right? And then you talk to a doctor who's completely clueless about it, and well, they haven't studied it. Okay, if they have an open mind, they'll say, oh, that's interesting. Let me see. Let me try. But in the case of a Dr. Scott Gottlieb, he's like, is he this shut down to other realities because he's had little or no clinical experience, or is it because his bread and butter, his money, depends upon him not knowing these things or not looking at them? Now I'm seeing, I just got an email that says, this was from Science Times, I haven't read it, but it says that Trump proposing $54 billion for research regarding the vaccine autism link.
Yeah, so you see there's some inconsistency there, so that's why I think that there's something else going on that we just don't know yet.
Exactly, because Gottlieb says, we don't need any more studies, and then Trump says, hey, in my budget, I want $54 billion to study it. So, yes, that's why I say the benefit of the doubt, I'm going to give it. But, you know, is Gottlieb the guy because he understands big pharma and wants to deregulate? And if that's the case, I get that. I'm not totally opposed to that at all, as long as they also have the same courtesy to the dietary supplement industry and all the people and doctors who utilize them for healing, that they would have the same freedoms rooted and based in science to make the same claims based on the science rather than being shut down totally because they're not patented pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, but Robert, if you think about it, if he's going to deregulate the Food and Drug Administration, that by definition should occur anyway.
I agree that it should. But again, a guy like Scott Gottlieb doesn't have that kind of history of saying, yes, let's have a level playing field for everything. He's the kind of guy that tends to say drugs and vaccines are nothing.
Well, I think that history may support that, but I also think that, you know, that was a speech he gave a couple of years back, and Trump's appointed him. I'm sure that Trump has his reasons for doing so. I believe that there's probably something more to this than we're just not aware of yet, and time will tell.
Yeah.
But
well, you know, and Superdon says
if we were in a battle and we had one side that believes and one side doesn't, Trump is a stronger side than the who he's appointed as FDA commissioner. So
true. And by the way, some people will say Superdon says, you know, I'm not certain that that's a real link to say that he's actually authorized 50 or wants to authorize $54 billion. Again, there's a lot of news that floats out there that we haven't validated or confirmed. That's why I say that, and I say yes, there's inconsistency. But then again, some in the what we would call the regular mainstream news media is purveying this idea of a fake news story to say that RFK Jr. was never really asked to lead a vaccine safety commission, which we know he was. So it's very hard to parse it, and that's why we want to take the time to see what is real and what isn't in regards to these pronouncements, because there's a lot riding on it, a lot of families, vulnerable families, emotionally raw about this issue, and I don't want them jumping on anything and everything without thinking it all the way through and vetting it.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. And it's, you know, we don't really know all the details, but I think that it behooves us to be patient and see which way this goes. But I think it's promising. And again, Trump would not have done this, I think, especially knowing what he knows and how long he's known it, unless he had a strategy.
Yeah, so let's figure it out. We'll find out. We'll cover it, though. And we are doing Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Remember, his international best-selling book you mentioned earlier, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. You can also go directly to drbitar.com. It's there. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Advanced medicine each and every week with Dr. Rasha Bitar, and we're just working behind the scenes. I don't want to, you know, slot them in for sure, but I'm sure hoping so, Dr. Bitar, that you can be with me in San Diego at the Best Answer for Cancer. That would be just beyond awesome.
I'm really looking forward to it, too. I gave a lecture there, I guess, about 5 years ago, and the year, I think it was a year or two years before Ty spoke there, and I was the main speaker there. It was interesting because they're very big on low-dose insulin-potentiated chemotherapy. And they, when I gave the keynote there, when I spoke there, I was actually surprised because I stopped doing low-dose insulin-potentiated chemotherapy. And I think my last time I did that was in 1999 or 2000. So I haven't done that in, you know, 16, 17, 18 years. And it seemed that many of their core doctors actually had stopped doing it or were recognizing now that the cancer stem cells are still present after low-dose insulin-potentiated chemotherapy. And what really happens is it makes them resistant, because if it doesn't kill you, only serves to make you stronger. That philosophy, it actually, the low-dose insulin-potentiated chemotherapy actually made the stem cells more resistant to the chemo. And so it was actually not an advantageous situation, because it was mutating those stem cells, cancer stem cells, and making them more resilient to any other therapies. And so it was very refreshing to see this organization that promotes this particular thing asking somebody that's not part of their organization to come in and give a lecture on other aspects. So I'm actually looking forward to it. And of course their executive director is a great, great person with great energy, Annie Brandt. So
She's terrific. She's a love. She really is. And I'm so excited to be there. Again, that's following. I'll be up there with our buddy, what's his name? Ty Bollinger. You heard of him? In Toronto the previous week.
I think I saw a picture of him at a post office or something.
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah. Most wanted. You know it. What can we do? We still love them. So, Dr. Bitar, this issue of resistance, antimicrobial resistance. Now, like I said, we take the time to study it, then we observe it clinically, we put it into practice, see what happens. You know, it's not that we just solely rely on peer-reviewed literature, because we know a lot of that is corrupt, a lot of it's based on, you know, wrong data. So we have to see some evidence of, in real world, is it workable? Right, when I talk about my my work in, you know, using silver hydrosol, for instance, it's based certainly on a lot of sound science that says we know the properties of silver, but then we also want to see how best to use it clinically. And it shows also that there's no real resistance that is developed from the microbial world, like with antibiotic drugs, for instance. But there's a reason for that. Silver's been on the planet as long as there have been microbes, and if they were going to develop resistance, it would have happened already. Although if people use bound forms of silver with very little active silver, we could say, hey, you're not going to have much efficiency in its use, and it might look like it's resisting. But there's a difference, and we have to make those distinctions.
You're absolutely right. Those are the distinctions that we have to, as clinicians, be able to, one, appreciate, and then, two, address, because if we don't, the entire causation aspect is going to be ignored, and by definition, you're not going to get any results, or not any sustainable results. It's kind of like the, it makes me think of the bioterrain example that you use all the time. You know, you can do anything in agriculture, but it's not sustainable. It's not going to last very long, and that's the key, the sustainability of it. And I think if we're talking about from a philosophical standpoint, there has to be sustainability in our mannerisms and methodologies of how we're using certain therapeutics. And the use of using antibiotics and not understanding the importance of the chemicals and the persistent organic pollutants and how they cause that immunosuppression is not a sustainable way of practicing medicine. Until you acknowledge that and address it and recognize it and then do things appropriately, until that point, it will not be sustainable.
Yeah, and I'm talking a lot about this, what I call a post-antibiotic world, and many of the physicians that are really in the know recognize that we're on the verge of that in many ways. There's such resistance, but for the average person, they think, well, I've got an infection, let me just go get another prescription. But that kind of, you know, perspective of first resort antibiotics as opposed to last resort has hastened their demise, so that if you need them in a pinch, you might not even have access to them.
Yeah, that's a very, very good point. That's just that drug resistance aspect becomes a major issue, and then, God forbid, as you said, in a real situation where something you need something that's very big guns, like necrotizing fasciitis, for example, which is an infection that once you get, it's relatively rare, but once you get it, you've got maybe 24 hours, and even antibiotics usually will not save somebody. Usually it's a surgical emergency, you need an amputation, but God forbid you get into that situation, you need a big gun and you don't have it because you're resistant to it, you're absolutely right.
Right, and there also lies the desire for me to, you know, reintroduce silver in all of its ways for doctors to use it and infuse it when in crisis, especially if we don't have those powerful antibiotics when they would be appropriate. All right, folks, we've got a lot more broadcast healing, advanced medicine here every week on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links, robertscottbell.com. We got more on mercury after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Just so you know, Dr. Bittar, I reached out. I know it's bad, but I reached out to Ty Bollinger when I wasn't sure you were going to be here for daylight saving. And you know, I called you something was very in good fun, right, based on another story. And what he said to call you, I can't even say on the air. I don't know, what is it with Ty and you?
Did he just send that in or something?
Yeah, he just messaged me. He's like, I would have called him.
Well, I'm glad that he listens to the radio show. I've never listened to it. Does he even do a radio show? Or, I mean, I don't even know whether.
Oh, come on. Yes, we go outside the box once a week. Come on. I know
really?
You don't listen,
yeah, well,
but he
listens. I don't know. I'm too busy to listen to the show any other time, okay. So I didn't even know the time. I'm glad that Ty keeps on tuning in to listen to us.
You're digging yourself deeper, Dr. Pitar, my friend. But that's all right. Next time we're all together, we'll have some fun. We'll have some fun.
I gotta get them riled up somewhere.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Yeah, in the meantime, Super Don's having sparring battles with listeners who insist that pineapple on pizza is really yummy, and Super Don says, oh, no, that's just there's something wrong with that. In fact,
go ahead,
Pitar. Like
go ahead. No, I got it here now. We haven't asked Dr. Pitar about this, so I got to hear.
That's true. We haven't. So weigh in on it.
Well, are you talking about pizza on top of pineapple on top of pizza?
Yes.
Yes.
So who says it's bad? Who says it's good?
Super Don just says it's the grossest. No, that's just not right. It's just not right. That's what Super Don says.
But Super Don, do you like pineapple?
I love pineapple. Yeah.
So to me, it's, you know, some people prefer it in pizza. I personally don't like, you know, having dough with my pineapple per se, but I mean, I love pizza and I love pineapple. I don't know whether I'd necessarily put them together, but hey, you know, somebody did fall with chocolate in the hand in a vat of peanut butter.
You are being way, no, you're being way too diplomatic here. You have to pick one side or the other.
I'm trying to be more politically correct.
That's not typical. No, Dr. Pitar said he doesn't like
dough
with his pizza. No,
okay,
with his pineapple.
Okay. All right, please.
Okay. All right. Now we got that on record. Let's move on to a moment of dough. No, duh. How about this? An article here about mercury dental amalgams being linked to chronic illness, fatigue, depression, and anxiety. Is there anybody on earth that doesn't know this yet? Maybe just American Dental Association dunderhead members still?
No, you know what? I believe they do know, but they have such a severe case of a lack of integrity that they can't admit it. You know, Boyd Haley said something that was very interesting once. He was asked at an interview that we had at the Hill, there was a press conference, and after the press conference, they had a couple of us that they talked to individually, and one of the questions that Boyd was asked was, why would government officials do this if there's so much evidence and there's such an abundance of evidence, and why would they allow this to happen? And Boyd said, he goes, I believe they do know this. It's just that they're so far down the rabbit hole, they can't admit to it now. So the easiest thing to do is to continue the charade and perpetuate the myth that, no, there's no association, because were they to acknowledge that they fell asleep at the wheel,
yeah,
you know, again, we've talked about this before, that would be enough to create, in my opinion, the next civil war.
Yeah, did you see how many people have been poisoned?
Yeah, how many millions of children have been maimed because of this perpetuation of something that they knew? Instead of coming clean and saying, hey, we made a mistake, you're right. No, let's just continue it down this path and pretend like we don't know what's going on. You know, even if people say that they didn't know, they're complicit because they know now.
Sure. And this goes hand in hand with, of course, the vaccine mercury issue and heavy metals that they cannot claim responsibility for it because it would be disastrous. There will be pitchforks out. And, you know, the moms and dads of kids who have already been injured or even killed would have every right in my book to say, yeah, go take them out behind the woodshed. And it's like not me advocating violence, but they've already visited tremendous violence on these children.
Robert, I don't think that any act short of an act from the Creator would prevent parents from becoming violent. Because I know what I would do, and I know there are a lot of parents, I know what you would do, I know there's a lot of parents out there that if they find out that the government has actually knowingly allowed this atrocity to be committed, and it's no different than the Tuskegee, you know, the syphilis studies that were done in the 1920s, 1930s, whenever it was, this wouldn't be the first time. I was amazed to find out that the body that allowed the Tuskegee experiments to go on was actually the predecessor of our current day Centers for Disease Control.
That's right. Yeah. No, there's a history of corruption and criminality and even overt racism. But as we find later, it isn't about race. It's about us versus them. It's about the elites and everyone else and their willingness to sacrifice these children and experiment upon them. It's not new. Yeah. It's been going on for a long time.
Yeah. Human experimentation. Exactly. And they hide behind these charades of the techniques that they use to supposedly prevent abuse, you know, even to get a rat study down now, you need to have the that I've obliterated from my mind so well. What's it called? The things that you do when you what's the process to make?
Are you talking about a review board?
Yeah, but what is it? It's there's a certain term for it.
I'm losing it now. It'll come back to me.
But yeah, but anyway, it's the process to supposedly prevent scientists and experimenters from taking advantage of the subject. So even like with rat studies now, you have to go through this review to make sure that the animals are being treated fairly. But it's all under pretense of this safety, and yet they're doing human experimentation constantly with vaccinations and with many of these drugs, and it goes keeps on going way, way back into over almost 100 years ago now. And when was the Tuskegee? Wasn't that the 1920s?
No, I think that was more recent than that, because it was the Tuskegee Airmen and the things that they did to infect them in the middle of the 20th century. But again, that was, partly a racist construct. I don't think anybody could deny that. But again, what we've seen, and we had last week on with Ty Bollinger and I, Reverend or Brother Tony Mohammed from the Nation of Islam, talking about the fact that this is no longer a targeting of black children, even though they're engaged in a targeting of black children, but it's every child that is vulnerable to this mass experimentation through vaccination.
Well, and that's true, that there's no denying that some of these things with the Centers for Disease Control, when they did the stuff that William Thompson did the whistleblowing on and then backtracked on it with the instance of African-American children having four times greater association with autism with the normal round of vaccinations as opposed to the non-black children, and knowing that, and again, if you really look at it, it comes down to socioeconomic standards, because those children that were in the lower socioeconomic status, they were more prone, because they came in, the government came in, the bodies that do the regulations of the vaccines came in and said, oh, they need this, and they basically piled them on, whereas higher socioeconomic standards, those people are less prone to government intervention. And
sure, or totally rolling over, and that's what we're saying with some of the wealthy, more educated are saying, you know what, we need to hold off on the pace of vaccines, or to all of them altogether. And there's another story here about doctors are figuring a way around the so-called vaccine hesitancy that they're calling it now. A Rutgers study has found that doctors who schedule flu shots for their patients see a dramatic increase in vaccine rates. So they're not waiting around. They're not asking, do you want a flu shot? They're just scheduling it for them. And then some of them are mindless enough, the patients, to go, oh, I've just been scheduled for this. Okay, I'm going to show up. And so, we already know that the Cochrane Collaboration, one of the most respected of medical scientific groups on the planet, has already assessed and reviewed and said, you know what, the flu shots plain don't work. On top of it, they all contain mercury, unless you specifically say, I don't want the mercury-containing one, but even those contain a lesser quantity of mercury.
Yep, that's true. And you call Walgreens Pharmacy to find out if they've got a certain brand of toothpaste, or, if you've got your favorite type of candy bar there. And when they answer the phone, the first thing they say, thank you for calling CVS. Have you been scheduled for your flu shot? I mean, it's absurd now. And I'm not just speaking on CVS. Any pharmacy,
sure,
it's the same thing. So.
Yeah, did you see this? You've been to Australia recently, and you've traveled there before. I know we've got a lot of listeners down under. There's a BBC article here that links, Australia considers child care ban on unvaccinated children. They've already threatened, if they haven't already engaged in so-called forms of welfare, they don't call it welfare, but whatever a government payment is to everybody. And they say they were denying that for families who are refusing vaccines for their children. Now they're saying we're not even going to allow for child care for these kids.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And they've tried to do that in certain states here where I don't think they've pass it as a law, but certain child care facilities will not allow a child to be enrolled in their system if they don't have the full vaccination schedule, can't prove that they've been fully vaccinated. And that's been a concern even in my own staff members when they have children that have gone to daycare, that's come up. So I think that it's already a mindset that's becoming popular, or has become popular. Whether anybody in the United States has passed laws against that, I don't know, but if they're passing it now in Australia, it's only a matter of time. By the way, not to change the subject, but I just looked at the Tuskegee syphilis study that was conducted by our own public health service, which I believe was the predecessor of the Centers for Disease Control, was in 1932.
Okay, so it was further back than I remembered, too. So Again, just as relevant today as they're willing to experiment on all children, all racial backgrounds, colors. And it is a bit of, I don't know if there's a term called economicism, but basically the strata is not defined by your social status or economic status and the poorest among us. But, you know, nowadays, you know, as you've elevated the middle and upper middle classes, there's still such stratification in terms of targeting and who gets the information to make better and fully informed decisions, because that's part of, I think, what a Nuremberg trial at least partly was all about, fully informed consent.
Right, exactly. Actually, Robert, let me take that back. It said it started in 1932, but it concluded in 1972. So I didn't realize it was a 40-year experiment.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
So through the whole central time of the 20th century, this was a big part of it.
Wow.
Pretty darn incredible. Yeah, no, and look, if it were up to me, I would completely defund the Centers for Disease Control, except for the toxicology division. And the FDA, pretty much, if you want to determine whether something's safe, I get that. But don't tell me what's efficacious, because you don't know, and it's become so gummed up based on economic imperatives that they don't care what works or doesn't work. They just want to maintain a monopoly stranglehold on the marketplace for drugs and nothing else.
Yes, that's exactly right. And we know that they only accumulate facts. They don't create science. It's like a pile of bricks instead of building a house.
Correct. All right, folks, we got one more segment here as we rock in the house for health and healing all around planet Earth on the Robert Scott Bell Show Advanced Medicine Edition. Remember, you can get the archives the easiest way, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of it. Go to medicalrewind.com. Medicalrewind.com. Remember that, as well as robertscottbell.com. We're coming right back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
The antidote to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance.
become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
Yes, and enjoying hanging out with my friend, Dr. Rasha Bitar, each and every week going where? To advanced medicine land. And that's wherever he is, wherever we are. And it's a great time. Super D making it sound so good. Ben's on the board. RobertScatbell.com for all the links in the show notes. I don't know if this story made it into the show notes, but you know, we talk, and you've heard a lot, Dr. Bitar, even though you don't follow the news except when you show up on the show, which is great, actually, for your health. You know that.
And, when I show up, right?
When you show, that's right. When you show up on time. Of course, once a year when the clocks change or twice, we can give you a little, cut you a little slack. But the idea of fake news, obviously, over the last number of months has become huge. It's become huge. And so I'm reading a headline this morning, and oftentimes I will send stories that I come across to Super Don, even though he scoured like a million stories, I might have seen 10, right? So it's no contest where he's at. And I saw this one story about, it said, reality TV star something Bosworth, depression linked to vitamins. I'm like, okay, that's an interesting story to me. How is this person's depression linked to vitamins? Because the headline indicated to me that, oh my gosh, she took vitamins, she got depressed. That's what the headline read. And so I go read her story. And it turns out she went through all kinds of medical treatments. Nothing worked, until finally a doctor said, hey, let's test your vitamin levels. And she was so deficient in B vitamins and vitamin D that she was depressed because of a vitamin deficiency. But the headline didn't say that.
Which before we even get into the integrity and the lack of integrity in the way they reported it, that's just that one thing. The B vitamins and basic minerals and D, vitamin D, deficiency causing depression, I bet you that more than 50%, more than half the cases of clinical depression that are being treated with antidepressants and anti-anxiolytics would be negated. Mm-hmm. Were it for that they were provided the right nutrients in the right balance. In fact, our multivitamin is the most studied multivitamin formula in the history of nutrition. 22 different peer-reviewed studies have been done on this particular complex, and it was actually created specifically to help balance the neurotransmitters and has been shown in numerous cases where people that were either depressed, suicidal, bipolar, schizophrenic, whatever, where there was an improvement in their symptomology by being on this particular formula. In fact, I took our staff and put them on our basic, it's called M1, our version of it's called M1. And we had them on it for 2 months and then took a poll among our employees to see what their how they felt overall. And
yeah.
More than half of them didn't really feel any different, but about 40% of my staff actually felt happier, less depressed, more energized,
yeah.
More optimistic.
Makes so all the sense in the world to me.
Impact.
See, Superdon, the fake news is real. Just in case Superdon thought I was making that up.
Oh, I didn't think you were making it up. I just, you know, I'm looking
you
around
were giving
the
me
news.
Crap.
You know, yeah. And then here's this thing. Reality star Lo Bosworth. I'm like, who is Lo Bosworth? And why are you watching reality TV?
I was not. It was like a headline.
I just had visions of you, like, sitting on the couch in curlers, eating bonbons, watching the Housewives of New York or something.
No. Let's get this straight. Listen. Let's get this straight. Everything that you said, with curlers in his hair, eating bonbons, may have been true, but he was looking at the Medical Review Channel and happened to come across that study.
Oh,
there, that's what it was.
Okay.
Thank you.
I can believe that.
My hair's not long enough for curlers.
Notice he didn't deny the bonbons, though.
I don't even know what bonbons are, but they're probably good. I don't know. But it's called the Laguna Beach and the Hills alum. So there's obviously a reality TV show about that. And I don't know, Bosworth, the name Bosworth reminds me of Brian Bosworth, who was a football player. And maybe that's the daughter of the football player, movie star Brian Bosworth, action star. But again, what intrigued me was that they said her depression was linked to vitamins, but the way they wrote it, man, it was like clear. They wanted you to have the impression. Don't even read the article, but man, vitamins will depress you.
Well, that's exactly what they do. They do this all the time. You read something and it says one thing. It's an angle to get people to read. In fact, I've seen this in marketing things where you know that something is good and it's positive, and then you see this ad, like in Google AdWords, and it's something totally negative. And then you read the article, and it's the opposite. They're just doing it to create attention. There's bad news.
Not here. We don't crave attention. We crave healing. And if you give us a little love, that's okay, too. Dr. Asha Bittar here with us, Advanced Medicine. We're out of time. But, man, what a great show, as always. Remember, go to medicalrewind.com for our special Advanced Medicine archives. And, of course, Robert Scott Bell and our syndicator, GCN Live, and UK Health Radio as well. Dr. Bittar, real quick, tell them what they need to know.
The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.